Okay, this is the Shir in the Kutay Sichis, Chelek Yud Gimel, Parshas Koirach, Sicha Beis. The Sicha is about the mitzvah of Shmiras Beis HaMikdosh, the mitzvah of guarding the Beis HaMikdosh. The Sicha is a gepakta Sicha, a lot of Chaymer, a lot of long Ha'oris, a lot of big Chidushim. What I want to do in this Shir, it would be impossible to go through all of the pratim of the Sicha Be'iyun. So what I want to do is focus Be'ikir on the Chidushim that are in the Sicha, the main Chidushim of the Sicha. Also focus on some of the Shtiklach towards the end that are a little bit shver, and we'll try to clarify that. And then, maybe if we have some time, we'll look at some of the Ha'aris. So in this Sicha, the Rebbe deals with five shailas, five questions in the mitzvah of Shmiras Beis HaMikdosh. And we'll go through the five questions right now. A little bit out of the order of the way it is in the Sicha, but I think maybe presenting it in this way will help clear things up. So we'll go through all the five questions, and then we'll see how the Sicha answers these questions. So the first question is that there seems to be an inconsistency in the Rambam, in the way he lays out this mitzvah, between his Sefer HaMitzvahs and his Sefer HaYad. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, would be mitzvah Chof Beis, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah Shetzivonu Lishmoir HaMikdosh, there's a mitzvah to guard the Beis HaMikdash and to go around it tamid, constantly. And the purpose of this is l'chabdoi, to give kovet to the Beis HaMikdash, to exalt the Beis HaMikdash, to make the Beis HaMikdash great. And then he brings the two psukim from our parsha from which this mitzvah is derived, the mokir for this mitzvah. The first pasuk is Parshas Koirach, would be Perek Yudches Pasuk Aleph, Atu Banecha Itcha Lifnei Oyel HaEidus. And the second Pasuk is a few Pasukim later, Pasuk Dalid, where it says, V'shomres Mishmeres Oyel Moed. So that's the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Brings the mitzvah, Shetzivonu Lishmer HaMikdash, and he brings the Pasukim from our Parsha, which is the Mokir for this mitzvah. Now in Sefer HaYad, Yad HaChazaka, Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Ches, so there in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Shmiras HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh. And then he writes, V'afal pi she'ein shom pachad me'ovim v'lei milistim, even though we're not guarding it because of fear of robbers or enemies or anything like that, still there's a mitzvah of Shmira. She'ein shmirasei ela kovid loy. The Shmira is for kovid. Ein adoyme palterin she'yash alav shomrin, le palterin she'ein alav shomrin. One cannot compare a palace which has guards to a palace which doesn't have guards. The palace which has guards is more mechubedik. So that's why we have to guard the Beis HaMikdash. That's Halacha Aleph. So in Halacha Aleph he mentions the mitzvah, but he doesn't bring any psukim. No psukim, no makairis, nothing. Just the mitzvah lishmer es HaMikdash. Now in Halacha Beis he continues to add two details. Number one, Ushmira zu mitzvah sakol halayla. Now, detail number one, this mitzvah of Shmira is kol halayla, all night, and only by night, not during the day. And then a second detail, v'ashomrim heim ha-kehanim v'alevim, that who are the shomrim? The shomrim have to be kehanim and levim. And on this second prat, the Rambam brings the two psukim. Atu banecha itcha lifnei oyel ha-edus. And the second pasuk, v'shomers mishmeres oyel moyed. So the first kasha that the Rebbe is asking is, there's an inconsistency here. Why is it that in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam brings the psukim from Parshas Koirach as a mocker to the Etzem Mitzvah of Shmira? The Etzem Mitzvah of Shmira is Beis HaMikdash, he learns from these psukim. But in Sefer HaYad, in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, he doesn't bring the psukim from Parshas Koirach on the Etzem Mitzvah, he only brings the psukim on one parat. The one prat that who are the shomrim? The shomrim are the kehanim and the levim. On this he brings the psukim, the same two psukim. So why is there this inconsistency? This is the first kasha that the sicha will deal with. The second kasha is be'etzem the kasha of the minchas chinuch. This is the minchas chinuch in Pashas Koyrach, Mitzvah Shin Peiches, Sivkotten Aleph. And the minchas chinuch brings that the Rambam and the chinuch both write that mitzvahs are kol halayla, that the mitzvah of Shmiras Beis HaMikdash is only by night. And he says that the Mefarish on Maseches Tomid argues and says that the mitzvah is noig b'yoyim u'balayla, day and night. And he goes on to ask, l'didit tzarech iyun, on the Rambam and the Chinuch. Minolon de'ena ela balayla. From where did the Rambam and the Chinuch take it from that the mitzvah is only balayla? And he explains, since the mitzvah is not because of pachad, the mitzvah is because of COVID. He says, poik chazi. Go look and you'll see. The Palkin Shal Melachim, Yeshayim B'yem Gamkein. All palaces of kings have guards by day also. And that's logical. If the reason is covered, so the same way there's a covered to guard it by night, there's the same covered to guard it by day. So therefore he leaves over the Tzarech Iyun. He says, maybe Efshe Motze Be'ez Abraise. Maybe the Rambam and the Chinuch had a Abraise that we don't know of. But his kasha is, why would the Rambam say that the mitzvah is noig only by laila, why, and not by day? Why? If it's alts covered by some mikdash, l'chayra, the mitzvah should be applicable by day also. This is the second kash. The third question that the sicha asks is on the lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah? Shetzivonu lishmer hamikdash, and then he adds, v'lolecha svivay tamid. So the Rebbe is asking about this, these words, lalecha svivoy. What's that adding over shatzivonu lishmer hamikdash? And also, what's bechlal the inyan in, what's the point here? What's the idea? Lalecha svivoy tamid, there's an inyan to make hakafis around the Beis HaMikdash. What is this idea in lalecha svivoy? What's the point of it? What does it even mean? That's the third question. Fourth question that the sicha deals with is that there seems to be a repetition of the same Mishnah twice in Shas. We have the same Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Tomid and in the beginning of Maseches Midas. And that Mishnah is the Mishnah of B'shleishim Mekoymais HaKoyanim Shomim Beveis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah goes on to list the places where the Kohanim guarded. And it's identical, the very same Mishnah is in Maseches Tomid and again in Maseches Midas. So the question is, why do we need the same Mishnah twice? Now, the Mefarish of Maseches Tomid explains that really the Mishnah belongs in Maseches Midas. That's where it talks about the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why it's mentioned in Maseches Tomid, the Mefarish says, is because since the Masechta wants to deal with the Maaseh Tomid and the Avod of the Kehanim, So the Masechta begins with the way the Kohanim slept and how they guarded, and from there it leads into the Seder of from the night leading into the day. So it deals with that Seder, the transition from night to day. So the Mishnah deals with the Shmirah and the setup of what was happening there at night, and then from there it goes on to what happened by day. But the Rebbe says that explanation is not entirely sufficient, because if Lamaisa the Mishnah was taught in Maseches Tomid, which comes first, even if the Mishnah was taught there for a Zaitika reason, even if Maseches Tomid wouldn't be the proper place for this Mishnah, but Lamaisa, if the Mishnah was taught in Maseches Tomid, there's no reason to repeat it again in Maseches Midas. So why did Rebbe put the same Mishnah again in Maseches Midas? So that's the fourth kasha. Now there's a fifth kasha which the sicha deals with, even though it only comes up in the end. And that kasha is as follows. That the Mishnah that we just mentioned, the Mishnah says, regarding the Shloshim HaKoymos that the Kohanim guarded. So the Mishnah says that Beis HaFtinas and Beis HaNitzutz Hoyu Aliyos had like an aliyah, had a second floor. And the Reuven guarded there in these aliyos. What are Reuven? So the Gemara says, Reuven are young kehanim delematu lemevad avoda. They're too young to be doing the avoda. These are the Reuven, and they guarded in these places, Beis Aftinus and Beis Anitzutz. So the Mefarshim explain, and here the Mefarshim are the Mefarish and the Ravid and the Rosh, and one Pirush in the Bar Tanura, that these are Pchusim Yud Gimel. We're talking about Kehanim that were Pashat Ktanim. They were under Bar Mitzvah. So the Kasha is, and this Kasha is, again, it's asked by many Achrayim. The Minchas Chinuch asks it, the Avni Nezer asks it. The Kasha is, the Mishnah Lamelech asks the Kasha. The Kasha is, how could the mitzvah of Shmira be given to Ketanim? Ketanim are labni mitzvah ninu. Ketanim are not able to perform mitzvahs. They're Ketanim, they're potter. Mitzvahs are not shaykh to a katan. So how could the mitzvah of Shmira be performed by Kehanim who were Ketanim? This is the fifth question. And these are the five questions that the Sicha will attempt to answer. So the Rebbe begins the explanation into this whole sugya by proposing the following chakira. He says the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash could be understood in two ways. Either it's a prat in the Beis HaMikdash itself, or it's a prat in the avoid of the Kehanim and the Levim. Or in other words, the mitzvah of Shmiras Beis HaMikdash could be understood as a chayvas chefts of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash needs to be guarded. So the chiyuv is neveya, the chiyuv stems from the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Beis HaMikdash has a need, and that need is to be guarded. And it just so happens that this chiyuv, this Shmira, is placed on the Kehanim and the Levim. But it begins with the Beis HaMikdash itself, that the Beis HaMikdash needs to be guarded. Or we can understand it as milachat chila tzachayvas gavra. It's not pshat that the Beis HaMikdash needs to be guarded. No. Instead, the Torah placed the chiyuv on the Kehanim and the Levim, that they have a mitzvah, they have a chiyuv to guard the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning the chiyuv is neveya from the gavra. The Torah placed the mitzvah on the gavra, or a chiyuv on the gavra, that they should guard the Beis HaMikdash. Now, l'chayra, these two oifanim, these two ways of understanding the mitzvah of Shmiras Beis HaMikdash would be dependent on what's the reason for the Shmira. If the reason of the guarding is, like the Rambam explains, because of Kovod, Ein adoy mepaltrin she'esh alav shomrin, lepaltrin she'ein alav shomrin. So if it's al Kovod Beis HaMikdash, then it's clear, l'chayra, that the mitzvah of Shmira, the chiyuv of Shmira, stems from the chefts of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash needs to be guarded. So the chiyuv is coming from the cheft of the Beis HaMikdash. However, if the reason for Shmiras Beis HaMikdash is something else, like some other Mefarshim suggest, it's, let's say, for the reasons Shelo Yikone Zor, that a person who's a non-Koyen shouldn't come into the Beis HaMikdash, or Shelo Yikone Tomei, somebody who's Tomei shouldn't come into the Beis HaMikdash, or the reason is to guard the Kalim from being stolen. So if these are the reasons for Shmiras Beis HaMikdash, so then it would be something which is a chayvas gavra. It's not trat that the Beis HaMikdash, Alts Beis HaMikdash, has a need to be guarded. No, it has nothing to do. The Torah placed the chayvas gavra on the Kehanim and the Levim that they should stand guard. And the reason is, Shlo Yikon Ezor, Shlo Yikon Eztomei, the Kayetze Bazeh. So these are the two ways of understanding Bechlal, the mitzvah of Shmiras Beis HaMikdash. So here comes the first chiddush of the Rebbe, chiddush number one. The Rebbe says that the emes, both of these are true. Both are simultaneously true. It's not that we have to pick one oifen over the other. It's both. There's taket two inyonim in Shmiras Beis HaMikdash. There's one din mitzad the cheftza, the Beis HaMikdash needs to be guarded. And there's one din mitzad the gavra that the Kehanim and the Levim have a chayv as a gavra to guard the Beis HaMikdash. Both are true at the same time. And with this, the Rebbe wants to explain the reason why the Mishnah is repeated twice in Shas, once in Maseches Midas and once in Maseches Tomit. Each time the Mishnah is repeated, it's bringing out a different oifen in the mitzvah of Shemira. So Meseches Midas is about the Beis HaMikdash itself, the way the Beis HaMikdash looked and the measurements and the design. So Meseches Midas deals with the chefs of the Beis HaMikdash itself. So in that Mesechta, we have the Mishnah of B'Shloisha Mekoymos, HaKoyanim Shemim B'Beis HaMikdash, to bring out that there's a Chi of Shmira mitzad the chefs of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we have the Mishnah in Meseches Midas. But we also have the Mishnah repeated in Meseches Tamid, because what's Tamid talking about? Meseches Tamid is talking about the Avodah is done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not about the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's about the Avodah that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. So in that Mesechta, we also have again the Mishnah of B'Shloisha Mekoymos, HaKoyanim Shomrim B'Beis HaMikdash, to bring out the other aspect in Shmiras Beis HaMikdash, and that is the Chayvas Gavra, that Kehanim and the Levim, just like they perform all the other Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's also a Chiv and a Mitzvah in Kehanim and the Levim to perform the Mitzvah of Shmira, Al Chayvas Gavra. So this would explain very well why we have to have the same Mishnah twice. Taket, it's the same wording, but an entirely different toichet. In Meseches Midas, we're dealing with a Shmira mitzad the chefs of the Beis HaMikdash, and in Meseches Tamid, we're dealing with a Shmira al tzchoivas gavra on the Kehanim and the Levim. Okay, so that answers that question. And with this, the Sicha then attempts to also answer the inconsistency between the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Yad HaChazakah. What's the explanation? That the Shita of the Rambam is, for sure, in Yad HaChazakah. The Shita of the Rambam is that the Shmiras Beis HaMikdash is a Chayvas Cheftze. It's at the Cheftze of the Beis HaMikdash, as we said. Right? He says, the Lashon, Ein Adoyme Paltrin Shesh Alav Shaimrin, the Paltrin Shein Alav Shaimrin. So according to the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah, it's clear that the Mitzvah of Shmira is Chayvas Cheftze. So that would explain why he does not bring the psukim from Parshas Korach, Atu Banecho Idcha Lifnei Oyel Ha'edus, and the pasuk of Shomer's Mishmeres Oyel Moed, why he doesn't bring these psukim on the Etzem Mitzvah. Because the psukim in Parshas Korach are describing the Shmira in a oifen of Chayvas Gavra. The psukim in Parshas Korach are talking to the Kehanim and the Levim and telling them, you, Kehanim, Ato, Banecha, Itcha, you, Aaron, and your sons, you have to go guard the Beis HaMikdash. V'sham res mishmeres oyel moed. The Torah is addressing the Kehanim and the Levim and instructing them, al tzchoyves gavra, to guard the Beis HaMikdash. Especially since these psukim come behemshech the Parshas Korach, to what's before in Parshas Korach, where there, what did the Yidden complained? And they said, kol ha-korev korev v'mishkan Hashem yomus. This is a disaster. Anybody coming close to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, is going to die. It's a problem. So to bavar in this, to take care of this problem, Hashem is instructing on the mitzvah of Shmira. So we see what kind of Shmira is the Torah talking about. It's talking about a Shmira, which is to shelo yikon azar, that azar shouldn't come in. So it's clearly not Shmira alts Chayvas Cheftz of the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's more a Shmira of Chayvas Gavra, that the Kehanim and the Levim have to perform this function of making sure Zohar doesn't come in. So since the Psukim in Parshas Korach describe the Shmira in the Oifen of Chayvas Gavra, the Rambam doesn't bring them in Yad HaChazakah when he describes the Etzem Mitzvah, because the Rambam learns that the Geder of the Mitzvah of Shmira is Be'ikir Alt Chayvas Cheftz for the Beis HaMikdash itself, Alt Kovet. So these psukim don't match. Narvaden, only on the Prat, where the Rambam says in Halacha Beis that who are the Shomrim? The Shomrim are the Kehanim and the Levim. On that, he brings the psukim as a mocker for that. But he doesn't bring it as a mocker for the Etzem Mitzvah. Now, what about in Sefer HaMitzvahs? Why there did the Rambam bring the psukim on the Etzem Mitzvah? So this in the Sichi doesn't explain. But in footnote 31, he explains. He says it's because there's a difference between the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Yad HaChazakah. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the style of the Rambam, the derech of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he brings the mitzvah and he brings the mocker. That's Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Maisa, this is the Makar. There is no other Makairis for the mitzvah of Shmira. So this is the Makar. So the Rambam brings the Makar. Even though the Psukim, as we said, are addressed to the Kehanim and Levim al Tzchayvas Gavra, that they have a mitzvah to guard. Okay, but Lamaisa here is still a Makar for the mitzvah of Shmira. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs brings the mitzvah and he brings the Makar. However, in Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam's, the derech of the Rambam, the style of the Rambam isn't just to bring the Pasuk out of Makar. The style of the Rambam is to bring the Pasuk in order to explain the Teichen HaMitzvah. That's the difference between Sefer HaMitzvahs and Yad HaChazakah. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Pasuk is simply a Makar. However, in Yad HaChazakah, the style of the Rambam is to bring the Pasuk in order to explain through the Pasuk the Teichen HaMitzvah. And for this reason, the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah could not bring the Psukim from Parshas Korach on the Etzem Mitzvah, because the Etzem Psukim don't explain correctly what the Teichen of the Mitzvah is. Whereas in Sefer HaMitzvahs, again, as we said, the Psukim are just being brought as a mocker for the Mitzvah itself without attempting to explain the Teichen of what the Mitzvah is. So the Rambam brings the Psukim. So that explains the question of the inconsistency in the Rambam. So just to clarify something, we're not learning that the two places in Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs and Yad HaChazakah, we're not learning that one is bringing at Chayvas the vort of the Chefze, and one is bringing at the vort of the Chayvas Gavra, like we said by the two Mishnais, Maseches Tamid and Maseches Midas. No. Taka by the Mishnais and Maseches Tamid and Maseches Midas, there we said that one is to bring out the Chayvas Chefze, and one is to bring out the Chayvas Gavra. By the Rambam, the way the Sikh is learning, both places in Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs and Yad HaChazakah, both the Rambam is learning it's a Chayvas Chefze. The difference is only in style. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Pasuk isn't meant to be brought to explain the Teichen of the Mitzvah. It's just being brought as a mocker. So the Rambam brings it as a mocker. But in Yad HaChazakah, the Psukim are brought usually to explain the Teichen of the Mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam could not bring these Psukim on the Etzem Mitzvah, only on the Prat, that the Shomim are the Kehanim and the Levim.